State regulators have opened an investigation into a public water utility serving more than 600 households in Fayette County. The local county commission called for the removal of the water utility's volunteer board members. Both actions come after a year of failed negotiations between the utility and the company West Virginia American Water. This at the height of a global pandemic. Emily Allen reports.
More than 400 customers of the Page Kincaid Public Service District filed a petition last summer, telling state regulators how bad their water is. One of them, Jessica Shockey, says the water has been dirty since she moved into Laurel Creek 2 years ago. The Public Service District serves her community.
As soon as you start turning the faucet on, it's either yellow, brown, or copper-like looking. And if you leave it in a in a glass or a bottle for hours at a time, you come back to it and it's like it has particles of, it looks like rust.
But John David, one of the utility's board members, says to his knowledge, the water is clean.
If you were to come here right now, I could get a glass and pour you some water.
Here he is in Kincaid.
Hey, Marcus, can you go into the kitchen and pour a glass of water?
We talked over the phone while he was at work. His nonprofit gets water from Page Kincaid, but he doesn't actually live in the service district, a point of contention with the Fayette County Commission.
The water looks, you know, clean, it's clear. And in fact, as I told you, that's the way it's always looked at this place.
Last year, the Water Service District went to the West Virginia Public Service Commission to get approval from the state's topmost regulatory agency for a $3.5 million rehabilitation project. West Virginia American Water, a statewide company serving more than 500,000 West Virginians, intervened. They proposed an alternative solution. Maybe American Water could acquire the treatment plant or sell water to the utility wholesale. Page Kincaid agreed to withdraw requests for its own project, and the negotiations began. But then the plans fell through earlier this year. The timing couldn't have been worse. Customers like Shockey, who says the water has been dirty as long as she's had it, were left without clean running water when the coronavirus pandemic hit.
Yeah, some days you don't want to touch that water. It looks so nasty. Some days it's only yellow, and I will scrub my hands with soap and water, but I mean, you don't know what's in the water because you know there's something wrong with it.
West Virginia Rivers Coalition Director Angie Rossier, whose group advocates for access to clean drinking water, says this necessity only becomes more important in a public health crisis.
All of the important guidelines we're hearing about hygiene and hand washing, I mean, those concerns elevate even more so because if we don't have access to that safe water to keep up with hygiene and hand washing, we're not only just in trouble because the water may be harmful to us, but we're not able to protect ourselves like we should be able to against a virus like COVID-19.
West Virginia Public Service Commissioners have said the same. In an order on May 20th announcing their investigation, commissioners said it is, quote, imperative that the Page Kincaid Water District quickly improve its quality of water and service to customers. Even as the local utility balks, letting American Water take over might still be on the table. In March, the governor signed a bill allowing the Public Service Commission to force an acquisition if necessary. David, the board member, says the investigation now is a scheme to get American Water involved, and he maintains the water hasn't been bad for that long.
I'm personally very upset of being accused and slandered in that way, because we've worked very hard to fix things and get things under control and to get monies together and all that sort of stuff.
Before replacing one of three filters last August, he said water problems were due to nearby coal mining. He says it was fine until the board had to declare a boil water advisory in May due to vandalism and theft. The Fayette County Commission disagrees. President Denise Scalf says this has been an issue for years at the fault of antiquated infrastructure and the fact that board members have been out of compliance. That's why local commissioners are filing a petition in circuit court to remove David and the other two board members.
Our role that we play as county commission is very minimal. The only thing that we can do is try to encourage, and we can try to encourage them to be compliant. I do think it's unfortunate that, you know, we have failing systems, and it's not just Fayette County, it's throughout the state and it's throughout the country. The infrastructure is, some of it's just old and antiquated.
Paige Kincaid has to deliver required information on its sewer system to American Water by Wednesday, June 10th. A status conference will occur in Charleston on July 16th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.